This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nights with Laura on Hope 103.2 for the forum, and it's a special evening tonight. We're speaking with Nicola Gibb, the Sydney Regional Manager from Christians Against Poverty. Hello.
Oh, hi Laura. How are you going?
Very well. Thank you for joining us tonight. What we wanted to talk about in particular was teens and finances. We had a request to cover this issue. It's a big one, well into life. What do you think some of the most important things are that teens can do to have a healthy financial future?
Well, Laura, I think the most important thing for teens is that they have clear, achievable goals. And the way they do that, I think budgeting would have to be the hot word here, because without a budget, we just don't know where we're going and what we have. And we really need everybody to be having a budget, whether we're a teenager, whether we're an adult. So a budget, budget, budget.
Seems like the magical word.
Yeah.
And what should you include in one? Because when you're first, I mean, it's probably about 13 or 14 when you're really earning a bit of pocket money, I suppose, and you're starting to get money that you need to allocate to things.
Mm.
In those initial days of earning money, what do you need to look at to set up a budget?
Well, that's what I really love about a budget, is that it goes towards your, you know, what your priorities are. So, you know, you'll have a lot of people that, you know, for instance, giving to a certain charity, it might be a real priority to them. Or you might have somebody who really has always wanted to have a holiday when they're 18, and they might have a goal, you know, to head towards that they want to go to Bali, for instance, when they're 18. And so, you know, it depends on your priorities. And so when you're a teen, I guess you've got to look at whether you're actually paying board or not. You know, I think it's a really good practice to get into, to actually put away living expenses, let's say recreation. You know, so as a teen, you're not going to have a lot of things in your budget, but you're going to have some important things in your budget. So I think, you know, teens need to look at, you know, what they do for recreation, what's important to them. A particular sport might be important to them. But just, a budget is a real way of prioritising their needs.
Mm. When you're at that stage of life, as you say, you don't have a lot of expenses. It's quite a nice time, I suppose, to be earning money and not having too much to spend it on. When you do have that luxury, are there particular things that are really important to set yourself up for the future so that you use that time wisely and that money wisely?
Oh, what a great question, Laura. Absolutely, without a doubt. Now, this is an exciting question you've just asked me, because let's just take a car, for instance. And I know it's, cars are extremely important to young men and women, but I think more men, you know. And so let's just say a lot of people, and I've been stung myself, get themselves into, when they turn 18, they get a car loan. And this car loan can actually be like a prison sentence. As opposed to, I've worked out, look, if you'll be happy to drive a $5,000 car, right, it would take you $100 a week in savings to save up $5,000. Now, that's a great incentive to get a part-time job. You could do two or three shifts a week as a young person and actually earn $100 a week. If you were able to save that for a full 12 months, you've got yourself a car. You've got yourself a car with no prison sentence. You've got yourself a car completely debt-free. And if you drove that car, for instance, for the next 2 years, and then continued saving that $100, you'd save an extra 10 grand. Then you could sell your $5,000 car, maybe for $1,000 or $2,000. You know, let's say you get $2,000. Then you've got $12,000 to take the next step up and get a more expensive car, a better car. But I believe that that's a better way than getting a car loan and paying almost double in interest.
Mm, I suppose that's the thing to keep in mind, is that patience before you make a purchase, because especially in today's context, it's like, let's have everything right now, right here, now, now, now. And it's actually, like you've just explained there, it's better to slowly break it down, calculate it out, and just be patient to then get those things you really want without all the strings attached.
Look, that's it, Laura. What we're really fighting here is a culture. We're fighting buy now, pay later culture. We're fighting it on all fronts. And, you know, really the sting of debt, I guess in my job what I see is the downside to debt. And, you know, the interest that you're paying with those kind of things, buy now, pay later culture, is it's just crippling. And they're real traps. People think that credit cards and debt and getting the thing now instead of later is actually a blessing, but it's actually a curse. And it's a real trap. It's very difficult to get to dig yourself out of high interest credit card debt or high interest, you know, those store cards that you can, you know, go get a lounge now and pay later.
Yeah, so if someone's listening right now and they're thinking, oh my gosh, I do not want to go down that path of debt, and especially as a teenager, you have time to really set it up and change that situation. What are some of the ways we could really stay out of debt and avoid it?
Look, I just think it's making a decision, you know, that debt is wrong, that debt is bad. You know, we like to say at Christians Against Poverty that there is actually good debt, you know, something like a mortgage is good debt. You know, if you want to own a home, that's a good thing. So what I'm talking about, though, is unmanageable debt. So unmanageable debt is a debt that you are paying interest on and that is not within your budget. And so to avoid those sorts of things, it really is a character trait. Like you say, it's that patience, which is a godly character trait to have. And just deciding that you're going to be actually different, you know. I like to say, what makes you different because you're a Christian, you know? And this is an opportunity to actually swim upstream against what the world is telling us to do. They barrage us with advertising on the TV, everywhere, buy now, pay later. And so, you know, as Christians, let's swim upstream and be young people, decide to be young people with a vision, with a purpose. And part of that purpose and vision is to not be in lots of debt so that you're free to be able to give to what you want to give to be able to purchase what you want to purchase, but have the freedom to do that with your own cash, not someone else's.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's really about choosing your debts, I suppose, in one sense. Like you say, a mortgage, things like that, that it's like, you know, if you want a roof over your house, sometimes you just have to do that. And then avoiding those other ones like a car or like, you know, buying an iPad or something with a loan. It's like they're the ones you can actually pace out and save up for as opposed to just blowing it all and having the interest, as you say.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Choosing wisely and prioritising. And I'll tell you what, debt will hold teenagers back if it's in their mindset that it's okay, you know?
Yeah.
If they decide it's not okay to live with lots of debt right now when they're young, I think that's just an amazing mindset to have as they go into their adult life, you know, that they stick to a budget, they know exactly where they're at. Like, having a budget is really like stepping on the scales and saying, okay, how much do I have to spend? Not how much I'd like to spend. How much do I actually have?
That's it. Facing the reality a little bit, I think.
Facing the reality and, you know, that's it. Just be sober about it and say, you know, what do I actually have and what can I do? Not living beyond our means, but living within our means.
And if someone's listening right now, having a little bit of a heart attack, a minor panic because they've just signed up for that car loan or maybe they've had one for a few years, what are some of the ways to turn that around and get out of that? I know we only have a short amount of time, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a car loan, it's quite set in stone. You know, they've got to actually do the time. but I guess with their next car purchase, they can do it a little bit differently. You know, save up for it. It's really about having a goal, having a plan, and having a savings plan. This is what I like to say, Laura. If you're not saving, you're going into debt. If you're not saving.
And I suppose if you have a debt like that, you can do, like, the reverse aspect of saving, I suppose, is to write out a plan of how you're going to pay off the debt. So a gradual payment plan in a way. So you actually are budgeting, but you're budgeting to pay off a debt.
That's it. And it's also an incentive. Maybe you could pick up an extra shift. You know, let's say you've got a McDonald's job or whatever you've got, supermarket job, wherever you are. Take an extra shift and speed that process up, because when you actually focus in on that debt and give it all your priority and all your attention, you'll be actually amazed at what an extra $50 a week can do to smash that debt off your life.
Yeah. Nicola, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. If there is anyone who wants more information about this or wants to sort of plan a budget, do you have a resource or a website they can go to?
Yes, we do. They can go to www.capaust, that's C-A-P, AUST.org, that's Christians Against Poverty, and there is CAP Money Courses, which is the preventative course that they can find out if there's one in their local area and attend. And we're always partner with local churches, so and they can check out CAP's website as well.
Excellent. Nicola, thank you so much for talking with us.
Can I just mention one more thing before I go? If there are people with serious debt, the helpline for CAP is 1300 227 000, and they can call through to our head office and see where their local CAP centre is, and we can get out there. It's a free of charge service.
What was that number again?
So it's 1300 227 000, and that's our free debt counselling helpline.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Laura.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.